Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. The festival of Passover was near, and Jesus knew that his time had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. He had loved those who belonged to him in this world, and he loved them to the maximum extent. While they were having supper together, the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Now Jesus knew that the Father had put everything under his authority and that he had come from God and would return to God. Nevertheless, he got up from supper, took off his cloak, took a towel, and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a wash basin and started washing the disciples' feet and wiping them with the towel that was around his waist. When he came to Simon Peter, Simon said to him, "Master, you're going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "Right now, you don't understand what I'm doing, but you'll understand later." Peter said, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash you, then you don't have a share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then don't wash only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Anyone who has had a bath has become entirely clean, so he doesn't need to wash anything except his feet. You are clean, but not every one of you." Jesus knew who was going to betray him. That's why he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he put on his cloak, sat down, and said to them, "Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and you're right, because I really am. If I, your master and teacher, have washed your feet, then you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have made myself a role model for you, so that you will do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know this, how fortunate for you if you act accordingly." He prophesies that Judas will betray him. "I do not say this about all of you. I know the ones I have chosen, but it's inevitable that what is written in the scriptures will be fulfilled. The one who ate my bread has turned against me. I am telling you about this now before it happens, so that when it has happened, you will believe that I am he. I tell you the truth, anyone who welcomes someone I have sent is welcoming me, and anyone who welcomes me is welcoming the one who sent me." After Jesus had said this, he declared in deep distress, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, bewildered, not knowing which person he meant. Now one of the disciples, the one Jesus loved, was sitting beside Jesus. Simon Peter motioned to him to ask Jesus whom he meant. So he leaned back against the chest of Jesus and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He's the one I'll give this piece of bread to after I dip it." Then he dipped the piece of bread, raised it, and gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. When Judas took it, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you have determined to do, do quickly." None of those present at supper understood why Jesus said this to him. But because the money box was with Judas, some of them thought that Jesus was telling him to buy some necessities for the festival or to give something to the poor. Judas took the piece of bread and went out quickly. The night had become dark. Jesus prophesies that Peter will deny him. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "The time has come for the one who became man to be glorified and for God to be glorified through him. And if God is glorified through him, then God will glorify the Son in himself and he will glorify him without delay. My children, I will remain with you for just a short time, and what I told the leaders of the people, I'm telling you now. You'll search for me, but you won't be able to come to the place where I'm going. This is a new commandment that I'm giving you. Love one another. Love one another just as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Simon Peter said to him, "Where are you going, Master?" Jesus answered him, "You can't follow me now to the place where I'm going, but you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can't I follow you now? I'm willing to sacrifice my life for your sake." Jesus replied, "You will sacrifice your life for my sake? I tell you the truth, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times."